You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Supporters shouted their party leader's name as it became clear that the Anti-Migration Alternative for Germany party, or AFD, had become a strong political force, gaining seats in all three states where Sunday's elections were held. Official results showed the AFD received over 15% of the vote in Baden-Württemberg, nearly 13% in Rhineland-Palatinate, and the party was predicted to have won nearly a quarter of the vote in Saxony-Anhalt. These were uncomfortable results for both German Chancellor Angela Merkel's Christian Democratic Union, or CDU, party and their partners in national government, the centre-left Social Democrats. AFD party leader Frauke Petri has linked her party's strong showing to German Chancellor Merkel's migrant policy, as more than a million refugees arrived in the country last year alone. She says the AFD is trying since 3 years to bring people back to the ballot boxes, and it is the catastrophic policy of Chancellor Merkel which apparently has opened the eyes of the people. She adds, only thanks to this it was possible to have double numbers in all states. In Saxony-Anhalt, we even managed to become the second strongest party. Yet not everyone was celebrating. Outside the hotel in Stuttgart, where the AFD victory party was held, protests broke out. Demonstrators shouting, "You are no alternative," faced a heavy police presence. Elsewhere, the CDU's original leader, Julia Klöckner, who some observers see as a possible successor of Chancellor Angela Merkel, acknowledged that these were uncomfortable results for her party and their partners.
Viele Bürgerinnen und Bürger getroffen, die uns gesagt haben, wir wollen nicht rot-grün unterstützen, wir sind enttäuscht.
She says that she met lots of citizens who told her that they don't want to support the Red Greens as they are disappointed by the government now on the refugee crisis, and that's why they voted for AFD. However, she adds, when questioned about what solutions the AFD proposes, they said no solutions, but they wanted to give a warning. I know that's part of the freedom the voters have, but we have to know who is behind it. That's why I say it clearly that xenophobia, hate against foreigners and misanthropy won't ever have the support from Christian Democrats. The elections were seen as a test for next year's general ballot, but they were also closely watched by other countries in Europe, which is dealing with the biggest refugee crisis since World War II, with Germany expected to play a key role in reaching a deal with Turkey on how to halt the influx of migrants fleeing war and poverty. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.